freedom to serve one another in love. For the whole law can be summed up in this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. But if you are always biting and devouring one another, watch out, beware, because you're going to destroy each other. Learn to understand that, yep, we're created in freedom. We're created uniquely, but we don't use this for selfish reasons. We learn how to bring things together in harmony. Father, our prayer this morning is that you just help us to understand better the dynamics and differences between men and women that are in our lives, our brothers or sisters, our co-workers or friends, our church members, uncles, aunties, grandparents, whoever, spouses. Help us to understand better. And then, Father, help us now to embrace those differences, embracing the uniqueness that you have called them to. And then help us to celebrate it, to celebrate those differences, to let them know how much we appreciate them being just who they are, just the way that you made them to be. And Father, may we take these differences and these unique qualities and learn how to allow them to harmonize so that we can make a greater impact for you. We thank you for this and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Please, every head bowed, every eye closed in prayer just for a moment. Like I said, we're over time. But I don't want to rush past this particular point, because if you don't have a relationship with Almighty God, then these differences and stuff, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter, because you're coming from the wrong foundation. You can have all of the intellectual knowledge on these things, but if you don't have a transformed heart from Almighty God, then there's always going to be conflict and chaos. But I got good news for you. Today, you can step into the greatest relationship ever with a wonderful Heavenly Father who loves you like nobody else. So if that's you, present or online, I just want to pray for you and I want to pray with you. Here's what we're going to do. I'm asking everyone right now, just lift up two holy hands unto heaven. Come on, stretch them up, even at home. Say this out loud with me. Dear Father God, thank you again for loving me, making me unique. Thank you for giving me your son Jesus, the absolute best, who lived for me, who died for me, and who rose for me. Today, Jesus, I embrace you as my Lord and as my everything. I turn my back on sin and I commit to live in relationship with you. Thank you. Amen and amen. Come on, somebody just rejoice right there for a moment. Glory and honor to your wonderful holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Listen. Here's some next steps for you. So if you prayed that prayer with us for the first time out of the sincerity of your heart, here's a couple of things I want you to do. Number one, if you're present as you're exiting, just ask one of our leaders there as you're exiting out for a devotional. It's called Fresh Start. It's a 7-day devotional. It'll help you in the decision that you've made here today so that you can anchor it in your life and keep digging strong. Secondly, if you're online, I want to get that same devotional to you as well. So if you prayed with us, if you would just simply text the word decided to the number that you'll see come up on the screen, 954-280-2076, or you can just type the word decided into the chat. Whatever platform that you're on, we'll send you a link, you know, for that devotional that you're having in electronic version so that you can grow with Almighty God. You got to have this foundation if you're going to be able to harmonize well with the opposite sex. Father, we honor you and we thank you so much again for your continued presence. Thank you for your word. Help us, Daddy, now to walk out and to know how to put these things into action so that we can understand better, so that we can embrace better, and that we can celebrate better, and Daddy, be more effective for you. We give you praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. If you agree, would you shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Be blessed, and we'll see you next week.